At 16 to 12, Warren Hutley's back with us this time to talk track work from Flemington this morning. How was the morning, Warren?
It was fine. No, for a midwinter morning, it wasn't too bad at all. We didn't get any rain of any significance at all. A little bit breezy, but that's more of an issue for the brave people on horseback rather than me having a coffee in one of those clocking towers.
Exactly. Well, let's talk a little bit about some of the highlights. So first of all, just going back to last Friday's jump outs, we had a Group 1 winning mare in Risque who went through her paces. Well, what did you think of the performance?
I thought she was awesome, Nard. She didn't run the quickest time of the morning, but she wasn't far off it. She just rolled along on the speed and just looked to be in cruise control. And we know what a high-quality mare she is. She's had a bit of time away from the track, but whatever issues she had, she looked to be able and just cruise nicely. I'm sure there's a bit more work to go into her to get her back to race fitness, but gee, we cater for mares so well during the spring carnival, and she's even capable of measuring up to some of the better races, I would think, even particularly under handicap conditions against the boys. And I just thought she was a quality standout performer at this time of year during last week's jump outs. Despite the fact that there were horses that ran slightly quicker time, I love the way she went about her work.
All right, so that's one there, Risque. Let's talk about a couple of others that are able to go through as highlights from the jump outs as well. Was there anything else that caught your eye at the session?
Well, there was one jump out in particular, Nards. There's a horse called Inter Rio, a son of Zaquinto, for the Matty Allerton stable that we haven't seen debut yet, but there might be an option for him to head to the races sometime soon. His recent jump outs have been encouraging, and he was asked to do a little bit, but he ran nice time in his jump out and looks like he's got a good deal of strength about him. Mina's a horse for the Danny O'Brien stable that we've seen at the races a few times. Ready to get back to the races now and looks to have improved during a recent break. So I think a maiden victory isn't too far away for Mina from the Danny O'Brien stable. I thought Modern Wonder, she was just a bit fresh in that same jump out. They all come through the same jump out, but she showed her good tactical speed and then she was just probably a little bit kind to her late, given that she might have gone a little bit faster than they wanted in the early stages and just really motored to the line. But I thought Inter Rio, in particular, a debutante from the Allerton Zara stable, worth keeping an eye on. Mina resuming shortly for Danny O'Brien, and Modern Wonder's already a stakes winner and we know she's got quality, looks to be coming to hand well.
Okay, so that's a few there from the jump outs. First of all, let's talk about a couple that are likely to go around on the weekend, one of them being Loyalty Man, one of Mike Moroney's horses, who is likely to head up north.
Yeah, I think he's heading to Sydney, Nards, and he's been up there before with some success. He's fitter for recent racing and he's going well, and he's handled the clockwise direction, as I said, a winner up there. And at the moment, we're galloping on the steeplegrass on a Tuesday morning in the clockwise direction a little bit later in the morning, and he cruised nicely around there this morning, and that'll have him in great shape for a target in Sydney on Saturday. So I think Loyalty Man's going to head up there, and really well graded at this time of year too. He's a fringe stakes class horse here, and I think he can head to Sydney and run very well.
Okay, so that's Loyalty Man on the weekend up in Sydney. Also, Chris Waller, he had Zorkran, who's likely to head up to Sydney too. Is he going all right?
He's been trying to get to Sydney for a while now. I'm not sure if he'll be this weekend, but he likes some sting out of the ground. I think he's going as well as virtually any horse at Flemington at the moment, and he's galloped very nicely last couple of Tuesdays, but they just haven't been able to get him on a float to Sydney and haven't been able to find the right race. But he's ticking over beautifully, Zorkan. I just want to keep him in people's mind because wherever the Waller stable find for him at the moment, he's really ready to go and run well. And again, his work this morning was one of the better gallops of the morning. I think he's going very well, Zorkan, but I had a quick look through the noms, but I couldn't find him anywhere. So I don't think he's going to go there this weekend, but I'd just be very careful to keep a note that he might pop up somewhere soon and he's ready to run well.
And also the stable had a couple just go through their paces this morning.
Nice maintenance gallops, and that's quite often what we get from the Waller stable, Nards. When the horses are fit and up and running, they work over generally not much more than 1,200 metres, maybe 1,000 metres, just quick enough their last 400, keep them fit and happy. And separately, both Amavasio and Jaminzar did that today. Amavasio was terrific, running a close second in the Winter Championship Series final, so he's going as well as he can be. And Jaminzar might go to Flemington on Saturday too, and he's been running well in some of our better three-year-old races around about the 1,600-metre mark at the moment, and I think he's ready to run very well, and he'd love a race with a little bit of tempo up front, and he wouldn't mind a little bit of rain between now and Saturday. I think Jaminzar's going very well.
And also a few for Matty Ellerton and Simon Zara, starting off with River Goddess.
Well, she's just really come of age, this prep, I think. Really going absolutely as well as the stable could have her going. She's an acceptor for Sandown tomorrow, but she galloped this morning. I'm sure she'll be scratched from a wide barrier draw tomorrow and be reserved for a race at Flemington on Saturday. There's actually a couple of options for her, both over 1,600 metres on Saturday, and she's just racing in great form and just looks to be holding together really well. So we see River Goddess in one of those races that she's nominated for at Flemington on Saturday. She's absolutely guaranteed to run well again.
And also the stable's got Rough Justice in work at the moment. What did they do there with him?
Just a nice, short, sharp hit out with a stable mate, Nard. He's probably been a bit of a stable at this time of year in the sprinting ranks for a couple of seasons now. He hasn't won a race this preparation yet, but he's going well, and he's going well enough to win a race. A nice, short, sharp gallop over 800 metres this morning, and really did quicken nicely at the end of it. It was a solid last 400 metres or so. So down the straight again at Flemington on Saturday, I'm sure Russ Justice will put himself in the race and give a great sight.
And also the stable mate Confluence.
Going really well, Nards. I think had trialled well going into this preparation, ran very well at Bendigo last start. There's an option for him at Geelong synthetic track on Friday and an option for him at Flemington in a race over more ground and what would be a stronger race at Flemington on Saturday. But he's going very well. I think certainly if he went to Geelong on Friday, he'd be very hard to beat. And I've got no reason to doubt the stable that if they stepped him up in trip that he wouldn't run well at Flemington. But he's certainly going well enough to break his maiden very soon.
And what are the star gallopers or the ones to follow, do you think, looking long term?
For the long term, Nards, I think Risk A looks to have come back really well. So I think she's in for a great preparation. Be keeping an eye on where Inter Rio from the Elton Zara stable makes his debut. I think Loyalty Man can go to Sydney and run well on Saturday. Zorkan can go well when he finds a race. He's absolutely flying. And I think Confluence, if he heads to a maiden at Bendigo, at Geelong on Friday for the Elton Zara camp, he'd be very hard to beat.
Wonderful, Warren. We'll talk throughout the week. Thank you.
Thanks, Nard.
There's Warren Hutley and his review of all of the track work action from Flemington this morning.